Howard Eskin?
Well, first of all, let me explain what happened last night at Channel 10, Neil. Not only did they spell Fran's name with a PH, and instead of Dumphy, it was Dumpy. As soon as he walked out, they said, the security guy said, "Who was that?" I said, "It was a guy named Fran Dumphy. What does he do?" "Coaches at Temple." And the guy says, "Oh, coach, is Jay Wright coming here?" "Jay never goes off campus," I said. "So Jay won't be here." All right, and D, that lifeline, don't waste your time with Minnesota and Notre Dame for a lifeline, all right? As I'm sitting here, I have a fellow that's going to be on the show with me this afternoon, and he's got a pretty good record. He puts all the team's records and statistics into a computer. He's been 70% with the national champion over the last 10 years. 6 out of 8 World Series winners. At the beginning of the season, he puts it in. So, Fran, now I'm going to give you the numbers. And, Jay, I'm going to give you your numbers, too. Fran, to get to the Final Four, you got a 1.7 chance, where Wisconsin has a 21% chance to get to the Final Four. But good luck. All right? Yeah, and I really do. I really do wish. I'm wearing a little red in honor of Temple today. In the other reason, and actually I think Kentucky's going to win the national championship. That's my boy Cal. And then he'll go on to another school when they catch up with him here, and he'll move on to another school. But he's got a 0.1% chance over Kansas. And if you're picking a pool, 80% of the people are going to pick Kansas. So I think the only way to win, if that's what you're doing, is really to kind of go a little bit out of the box. And they're not that far out. But I like Kentucky there. Duke is a fraud because the ACC is a fraud. I hope that playing team beats them, which I don't think will happen. What the ACC is a total fraud this year. All right, Jay, your numbers, big guy. You got an 18% chance to get to the Final Eight. In that region, you better get to the Final Eight because you got the easiest region in the country. All right? Baylor, and by the way, a 6% chance to get to the Final Four. Baylor has a 37% chance to get to the Eight. And a 20% chance to get to the Final Four. I think Baylor gets to the Final Four. But again, I wish you luck too. Phil, I wish you luck next year, all right? all right, in the other regions, obviously Kansas is going to get there. There's no reason wasting your time with anybody else. And Syracuse, only because Boeheim, I don't think, really put full effort into winning because he wanted the days off. I'd love to see him get beat. He took extra time off, but he knew he was going to get a number one seed, so knock his rear end out of there. But I like Kansas State out of that region to get to the Final Four, and they actually have a decent percentage, but nothing like the other teams I mentioned. But, Phil, I will miss you this year, not in the tournament, because I look forward to seeing you all over ESPN every time they cover a region. But, again, one other thing that I want to mention. And I'm always, honestly, I'm always touched. And we up here and most of the people here are really lucky. Cancer is a terrible, 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 as Charles Barkley would say, terrible. Terrible thing, but honestly, it's terrible. And I don't come in with the intention, but I walk out that I want to make a donation of $500 to Coaches Versus Cancer. And anybody that matches that today, I will mention them this afternoon on my radio show. And thank you, and thanks for having me here. Thank you.
He cuts you apart, and then he comes and gets you right at your heart by saying he will give. That's very generous of you, Howard. Thank you. And that offer, just come see you afterwards, right?
Yep.
Come see Howard afterwards.
And either way, I'll get, I'm sure, a notice from the people here to email me. So if they make, if people match it, if that's what you're talking about, I'll get
yes.
the names.
And that'll
I'll
be wonderful. This afternoon. That's very generous. Thank you, Howard.